Yes, I'm baking some sweet potatoes.
Okay. Can I leave Benjamin here with you?
Isn't he still working?
I don't know. I
put him back to work.
See?
Okay, just put that anyway out of the way.
Did you ever have lamps? Yes, that were
not in this house. The electricity was installed when the house was built, and it was supplied by a local man who ran an ice factory, and he was in, and he's my husband's grandfather. And he was interested in having it for the manufacture of ice, and so he sold it to the town, and later the town had its own. But this house was wired when it was built.
So you don't really remember the
No, I remember my mother and my grandmother. My mother lived with me till she was 94 and died. And her mother lived with us until she was 96 and died. So that takes you back to before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them within a radius of 25 miles. They were born south of here.
Mm-hmm.
But so I grew up with it.
Were the lamps called coal oil or kerosene?
Coal oil.
Lamps. And when electricity first came, did you tend to refer to electric lamps or electric or light bulbs?
Light bulbs.
Always did, that way. And things to put flowers in?
Vases.
And if you kept a flower over the winter, such as that, that would be?
A houseplant, a fern.
And that would be in a?
In a, let's say, a pot. Usually they were kept in pots.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they were kept in ornamental containers.
The items in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
Things that you would fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Always a skillet. Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember having anything with legs on?
Yes, it was called a Dutch oven.
I see.
And I remember my mother telling that they cooked, her mother would have hot baked sweet potatoes when they would come in from school, and she had put them on the hob with the ashes on them,
mm-hmm.
in the Dutch oven.
Do you happen to have you seen any of those? Do you happen to have any around?
I have one, but it doesn't have legs. It's
mm-hmm.
just a heavy iron vessel. It's deeper than a skillet. It will hold a roast.
Oh, I
and
see.
Has a heavy iron top.
Maybe four or 5 inches.
Oh, yes.
Deep.
And it has an iron top for
I
seals,
see.
Which I use often.
I see. The thing that you would boil water in was always
a kettle or a boiler.
Uh-huh.
Or a pot. They used to use boiling vegetables. They used an iron pot. But now these went out when gas came in because they're heavy. Most of them had legs or a rounded bottom that sat when you take the eye off the stove, then it would sit down next to the heat.
I
so I still use them, but I use them for containers for flowers
I see.
On the deck.
When you had water piped into the house, what did you call the thing that you turned?
Faucet.
Always a faucet. And if it's in the yard, for a hose?
Let's see. Hydrant.
And something on a barrel that you might
Spigot.
Turn?
Spigot.
Spigot. Uh-huh. And
they used to keep the molasses in a barrel in my mother's home, and they sent one of the children to get some for the preacher, and he left the spigot open, so you can imagine what happened.
It would be a disaster.
That a sweet basement. Not basement, what did they call it?